welcome to Great Loop Radio, brought to you by America's Great Loop Cruisers Association. We're dedicated to sharing Great Loop information and inspiration with those actively cruising, planning for, or dreaming about a Great Loop adventure. This is Kim Russo, the director of AGLCA. Today, we'll be talking with one of our members, Wendy Wilson, who is getting ready to set out on the Great Loop with her family of six. So it's going to be a great conversation, very inspirational for those of you who may not already know the Wilson story. But before I bring in Wendy, I do want to take a moment to recognize and thank our Admiral sponsors who support AGLCA at the highest level. They are Curtis Stokes and Associates, Dog River Marina, Passage Maker Trawler Fest, Skipper Bob Publications, United Yacht Sales of the Carolinas, and Waterway Guide Media. As always, we encourage our loopers and other listeners to support these businesses that support the Great Loop. With that out of the way, let's jump right in. I'd like to introduce Wendy Wilson. Wendy, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Let's start off. Just tell us a bit about your family and your children and why you've decided that now is the right time for you to do the Great Loop.
Sure. So, as you mentioned, we're a family of six. It's my husband, Bobby, and I, and we have four girls, Nina, who is 19, and Anna Mae, who is 8, Ella, who will turn 7 just a couple weeks after we leave, and Mia, who is 5. And I think now is the right time because we have had a crazy 5 years in our life. Our youngest daughter, Mia, was born with a critical complex congenital heart defect. They only gave us 10% chance of her surviving and prepped us for having about 20 minutes with her if and when she made it to birth. Well, by the grace of God, she was able to be born, and a few days later, they realized that she was obviously still alive and asked us if we wanted to do anything. And we did want to try to save her. So they life flighted her out of state, and we lived for 11 and a half months at the Ronald McDonald House while she got well enough to come home. So even though she has been in and out of the hospital for the last 5 years, mostly out, which is good, we still don't know. You never know. You never know with anything how much time you have and if tomorrow is going to come. But it's especially more in our face with Mia because she is sick. So we just decided that now was the right time.
And one of the things I find so inspiring about this, Wendy, is that I talk to so many people who kind of miss their chance to do the Great Loop, if you will. They wait too long waiting for that perfect time. And as you said, you just never know what's in the future. And I just think you're such a great example of if you can make it happen sooner rather than later, just do it. And I think it's just going to be such an amazing trip that the girls, I'm sure, will never forget. Now, I know from reading your social media posts, lots of things kind of came together to help make this possible, including how you came about to own the boat that you have. And what you're going to do with your house while you're looping. And again, one of the things that's just so interesting to me about your story is that aside from the special challenges you have with Mia, the rest of it is just exactly what everybody else wonders about. How do they make this happen? So as I'm reading your posts, things about how do you get the boat and what do you do with your house are exactly what every other looper is thinking. So go ahead and fill us in on that part because that's helpful to all of us.
Sure. So the way that we acquired our boat, to back up 15 years exactly, almost to the day, we followed the story of friends of ours, Bill and Ruth Bartleson. In 2001, they did the loop in a boat, and we lived vicariously through. Of course, there was no Facebook or anything like that, but they would send emails, and they would post on some things on the internet. So we were getting intermittent updates from them. So we just really followed and soaked it all in. And we thought, man, someday at the end of when they got home, we thought we're going to do that someday. Maybe when we retire, we'll do that. My husband and I talked about it. Well, then fast forward to 2011 when our fourth daughter was born. And one of the things that was kind of funny. After we left Michigan and went back home to Ohio, we thought, man, kind of as a side note, said to each other, if we can live for 11 and a half months in one room at the Ronald McDonald House, we surely can live on a boat.
That's a great point.
Sparked a little bit in us, but Mia was still way too unstable at that point to even really think about it for real. So then fast forward to 2015, and we kind of just said to each other but didn't share it with anybody because we thought, this is nuts, but what if maybe that someday is supposed to be now? So we actually approached Make-A-Wish about it, but it was out of their scope of what they could provide services for, so that kind of got shut down, which was fine. And we just kind of secretly were planning and researching, and Bobby took some courses through the Power Squadron and things like that, but we didn't really talk about it much because what if we couldn't go? Mia had a really, really big, another big open heart surgery scheduled for just this past summer, and quite frankly, we just couldn't really think past that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then as things started falling into place, we talked to her cardiologist and mentioned what we thought we might want to do, and kind of got the green light as long as, you know, she was stable. And then in a crazy twist of events, so Bill and Ruth, the people that we had followed in 2001, mentioned to us in this past winter that they were going to get rid of their boat. And we were like, wow, that's crazy. And they said, and we want you guys to have it. And we just, it was crazy. We did buy it, but it was at a drastically reduced price. Our medical mm-hmm. bills with Mia are pretty crazy, and there's no way we would have been able to afford this boat. So that was just a huge blessing from them to be able to do the loop in the boat that we had actually mm-hmm. followed 15 years ago. So then Mia had her surgery this summer. We had lots of bumps in the road. It was did not go as planned, but she did finally stable out. And then a young man that we know that is that we are friends with through our church, who's going to be going to medical school, was moving to Akron and needed a place to stay. And we thought, holy cow, if we can bless somebody else through this. And so now he's going to be staying in our house during the exact time frame that we plan on being gone. So it just, everything really fell into place. But I would just encourage people, you know, it might not all fall into place like that, but if you, you know, search and share with people, you know, I think a lot of things don't happen because we don't share our wants and our needs with people, and I think those things can happen if we're open to it.
That's great advice. So tell us what kind of boat it is that the six of you will be living on for 10 months or so.
Sure. It's a 1986 32-foot Bayliner. It's a 3270. Mm-hmm. It has twin diesels, a flybridge, and our three older girls will be sleeping in the V berth. My husband mm-hmm. and I, there's an aft cabin, and we'll be back there. And then Mia has a lot of medical equipment that she sleeps with, so we actually made a bed for her that can roll up and get out of the way, and then we've attached, she has, like, feeding pumps and things like that, and so we've attached mm-hmm. hooks around the main cabin wherever she mm-hmm. might be sitting or doing breathing treatments or things like that, so that her pump and or she needs oxygen or whatever those things. We've made accommodations in order to help her with that.
Mm-hmm. Now, I think the first time you and I met, Wendy, was at one of our seminars in Cleveland, and you were talking about
yes.
Doing the loop with children. Tell me about some of the issues that you deal with aside from having to plan for Mia's special needs.
Sure.
For all four of your girls, how do you plan to take a family on the loop? What are you planning to do with things like school?
Sure. So our oldest, who's 19, she actually graduated in 2015, and she just returned. She's a missionary, and she just returned mm-hmm. from her third trip in Haiti. So she will be going with us, but we don't have to, obviously, officially school her.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mia is too young to officially notify in the state of Ohio, mm-hmm. although we are doing things with her. We don't have to keep record of it.
Right.
Our two middle girls, Anime and Ella, are going into fourth and second grade. And since we're living on a boat now, we're calling it boat schooling instead of homeschooling, but we've homeschooled for many, many years. So this actually isn't new to us. The new part for us is just paring down, and that goes for everything, but especially for schooling. We have tons of school supplies at home, and so just picking our very most favorite things, the things we know we absolutely are going to use. We can't take things, you know, well, what if we need this? We have to just pick what we know we're going to need. And so I've made a binder for them for each of the states that we're going to be in, any museums or historical sites that we might visit. They have folders for each state, brochures in. Our assessor in Ohio, you have to have an assessment done on your children at the end of the year. And so we have a private Facebook page that the girls will be able to blog on about things they've learned, and that goes directly to our assessor. So those are some of the things. Oh, and we bought them cameras, pretty nice cameras, for them to take their own pictures and kind of the loop through their eyes. So, yeah, so those are some of the things that we're doing for homeschooling.
Well, and it'll be so neat for them to really see places where some of the history that they learn actually happens.
Absolutely.
They'll be seeing so much stuff. They're gonna have such a great time. so for other families maybe who haven't started homeschooling yet, there's a lot of resources out there at this point for homeschoolers, regardless of what state you're in, correct?
Correct. There are a ton. You can do everything from online, you know, if you need something spelled out for you. There's online curriculum. You can buy boxed, what we call boxed curriculum, where you just order everything and your math and your science and your history and everything all comes together in paper form. You can do what's called unschooling, which is pretty pretty far over to the unstructured side. And so that would be, for example, learning about something and then just journaling, but not necessarily having workbook material. We're kind of in the middle. We're what you would call eclectic homeschoolers. We kind of pick and choose different workbooks and curriculum from different places that we like and just piece our own stuff together.
There was also, Wendy, a really neat post that you put on your social media about the expenses. A lot of people have questions always about the expenses of doing the loop, and it varies greatly from boat to boat and cruising style to cruising style. But tell us a little bit about how you've set your expectations for the costs.
Sure. Well, this is one of those things we started in secret last year, about a year and a half ago. Bobby and I would sit down, you know, after the girls were in bed and kind of plan our boating budget and come down to once the, you know, once it actually came to fruition was that a lot of the things are the same. So you have to eat whether you're at home or if you're on a boat. So those expenses will generally stay the same, maybe a little bit more because you can't necessarily buy in bulk, but roughly the same amount of money for that. Some areas are going to be less. So, for example, we are not going to cover car insurance because obviously we won't be home. We just have very limited. It's like $8 just because the car will be sitting in the driveway. And our boat insurance is much less than what our car insurance was. So that's going down. Some other things will go down. Some things go away. We actually turned our TV off several months ago. So some things go away, and then some things are going to be more. So we'll likely eat out more. Our fuel for our boat is going to be more than our fuel of what we paid for our vehicles. So I think my advice would be you can boat frugally. If you're familiar with Captain John, you know, he says that a lot.
Yep, he's got some great information.
Yeah, and there are things that you can do. You know, dockage is going to be an expense that we haven't had, but you can take advantage of the city docks or, you know, a lot of harbor hosts that we've contacted have said, oh, we live, you know, right on, you know, such and such waterway. You're welcome to stop at our house, or you can anchor out. Of course, that's always free. So there are things that you can do. Can this be a very expensive trip? Of course it can, but you can do it if you set your mind to it.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break right here and play a message from one of our sponsors. We'll come back in a minute and talk some more with Wendy about their upcoming trip. Back in a moment.
Thanks.
Curtis Stokes & Associates is a yacht brokerage company that specializes in Great Loop capable boats. Curtis Stokes is a supporter of AGLCA at the Admiral level. If you're looking to buy or sell a Great Loop veteran from a trusted and knowledgeable broker, visit the company on the web at curtisstokes.net. Email curtisstokes@curtisstokes.net or call 954-684-0218.
We're back on Great Loop Radio, and we're talking today with Wendy Wilson, who is about to embark on the Great Loop with her family of six. Wendy and her husband and her four girls are getting ready to leave within the next week or so, depending on weather. Wendy, we've talked a little bit about how you prepared your boat for some of Mia's special needs. And the interesting thing is, in your case, while it's a child that has some medical needs, a lot of our members have a spouse or partner that has some medical needs, and they have concerns about how do they get more of those supplies or more of those medications when they need them. So what have you found out about that?
Sure. Well, honestly, this was our biggest concern with doing the trip. I know a lot of people worry about, you know, the boat or where am I, how am I going to know where I'm going, or, you know, those sorts of things, and those are valid concerns. But our biggest concern was, how are we going to get what we need for her? Because she takes, depending on the day, about 50 doses of medication a day. She's on a feeding pump. She has oxygen intermittently. She has vest treatments and nebulizer. And she just has a lot of needs. So a few months ago, I actually put out on the forum just if anybody had any suggestions, and a lot of people had mentioned that they have just gone through like a CVS or a Rite Aid and that transferred from state to state, which works well for them. And for most people, that would be a great option. Unfortunately for her, a lot of her medications are compounded, and so her medication has to be prepared at a hospital. So what we ended up finally deciding to do is, we have a good friend from home, from our church, that's going to pick up our medications once a month at our local pharmacy, and then my mom is going to accept our medical supply deliveries, so all of her feeding pump supplies and her G-tube and the disposable respiratory things and syringes and all that kind of stuff. And then what we're going to do is, and this is the forum, the people in the AGLCA organization just blew me away with how open, I felt like we were family already and I hadn't even really met anybody. But so many people emailed or replied to my post and said, oh, I'm a harbor host in such and such city. I'm happy to accept your delivery at where I live, and then I can drive it to wherever you are. And some of these people were willing to drive, in my opinion, long distances to get our supplies to us that we needed for her. So that was really touching and overwhelming that people were willing to do that. So that's what we're going to do. So my mom and our friend are going to get everything together that we need, put it together in a box, several boxes, and then we will have all of these supplies. We'll anticipate, okay, we think we're going to be in this area this weekend, contact a harbor host or even the marina and say, are you willing to accept this delivery, and then give that address to them and have it shipped and then get it. So it sounds very complicated, but hopefully it's going to work out. That's our plan for getting her supplies and her medication.
So, and I'm sure that it's going to work out. I mean, a lot of loopers do it the same way, not necessarily for the same importance of deliveries as yours are. But yeah, you can usually figure out where you'll be, you know, within a week or so and have things shipped ahead. And in your circumstance, I know you did get a great response from loopers, and I found that touching too, although not that surprising, because it really is a big family. And people who haven't done the loop yet, like yourself in 2001, want to live vicariously through the others. And the people who have really honestly want to help make that dream a reality for others. So it's, as you're finding out, it is a big family and it's a great group. And I'm thrilled that you got that response. And I know you will continue to get that response as you're traveling around the loop and are looking for those resources. So of course, just reach out to any of the harbor hosts or the staff whenever you need us. We'll be there. Tell us, So you and Bobby kind of kept this to yourselves for a little while. What did the girls say when you told them that you were actually going to do it?
Our number three, so Ella, she is six, and she was a little apprehensive. Anna Mae, who's our eight-year-old, she's our second daughter, she was super excited. And so what I did was, for Ella particularly, is I found some YouTube videos of people who had actually videoed the loop as they were going along the way, and it was a series of maybe like 10 or 12 videos that kind of all like part one, part two, part three. And as we watched those, I saw Ella get this spark in her eye and started getting excited about it. So so that was how we did it for the middle girls. Mia doesn't fully comprehend what we're doing. She calls it the big boat. Are we going to the big boat? She can't wait. She loves water and loves to be on the boat. So she just says we're going to be on a boat together, and that's all she cares about. Our oldest was scheduled to be in Haiti until October of this year. So originally our plan, and she's very excited as well. So our plan to get Nina was that we were going to, when she was done with her internship, we were going to fly her to wherever city that we thought we would be at the time. And then she would just join us at that time. Her internship ended early, which worked out perfectly in many different ways. She's my right-hand person. I just don't know what I would do without her. So it's all worked out perfectly. So she's very excited, and it works out great because she's going to be with us when we leave now.
And outside of your immediate family of six, what did the rest of your family and friends think when you told them you were embarking on this big journey?
Well, a lot of people, because of, and I don't mean to center this around Mia because it really is a family event, but that's the first thing that people usually ask is, oh my goodness, what are you going to do with Mia? so that's me. That's everybody's first question. Primarily is, oh my goodness, how can you do this? And some people that don't understand what the loop is think we're going to be floating out in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean or something.
Right.
And so when we explain to them, you know, we're going to see land the entire time or you know, the 99% of the time, and we're going to be close to Marina, and we have all of her specialists. We either have an email or a phone number directly to them. We're not naive to think that we're not going to visit a hospital at some point. I mean, she's never gone even 6 months without needing something. So we just are planning for it, and we hope we don't need to use it. But if we do, we're close to land. We're near cities pretty much all the time, and we'll get her the care that we need. But other than people's concern for her, everybody's like, wow, this is amazing. Have a great trip. And I've been really surprised at the support. I think her cardiologist was probably the most shocked, because initially, about a year and a half ago, he said, oh, yeah, that sounds good. And then we saw him about a year ago, and he said, yeah, what is that again that you're doing? So we explained it. Okay, he says. And then about 6 months ago, we said, so we bought the boat. Wait a minute now. Explain this to me. He said, what are you doing? And we said it, and he said, I don't know about this. And we're like, are you kidding me? We already bought the boat. You already said that we can do this. So it was kind of funny, his reactions above everybody else's, but he's on board with it. And we have his direct number and everything. So it's all working out fine. And everybody's pretty supportive of us, you know, doing this, and it's going to be great. I mean, you know, what better way to spend time with your family and enjoy your kids? And, yeah, it's going to be amazing. Is it going to be easy? Probably not. Are we going to have bumps in the road? Yeah, but it's going to be totally worth it. So we're excited.
And I'm excited for you, too. Tell us, for the people listening, how can they follow you on your journey?
Sure. So we have a Facebook page called Wilson's on the Water. And then we also have a blog that our oldest, Nina, is primarily going to be doing that. And the blog is Wilson's on the water.blogspot.com. Perfect. And those are the two places.
Great. Before we wrap up, any other words of wisdom for parents who may be contemplating doing this with a family?
I would just say just do it. I mean, yes, you need to plan, and in the beginning it kind of seems overwhelming, but, you know, it's like the old saying, how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? You know, just pick something and work on it, and eventually it all falls into place and you're like, oh my goodness, we're leaving. So if it is something, you know, it's obviously not for everybody. We've been boaters our whole lives, not this kind of boating, but lake boating. We have a Mastercraft ski boat that we've had for 10 years at least. But so it's not for everybody, but if it's something that you really feel strongly about and you want to do this, just...
Great advice. Wendy, thank you so much for being here and for sharing your very personal story, because I find it very inspirational, and I think a lot of our other listeners and members will find it inspirational as well, that if you really want to do this, there's a way. And if you kind of, as you said, kind of let your needs be known out there, things tend to come together. So thank you for joining us. Best of luck and a safe cruise. And we'll be following you on Facebook and on Blogspot.
Thank you.
Thank everyone out there. We thank you for listening. We'll be back next week with another episode of Great Loop Radio. Until then, safe cruising.
Sarah figured out that by switching to MetroPCS, she gets two free smartphones.
Your barbecue ribs are the best.
Take the rest home with you, Sarah.
Just like she figured out that by visiting her in-laws, she doesn't have to cook for the rest of the week. You too figure it out. Get two free 4G LTE smartphones from top brands like Samsung and LG after instant rebate when you switch. MetroPCS. Wireless. Figure it out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included. See store or MetroPCS.com for details and terms and conditions.
Sarah figured out that by switching to MetroPCS, she gets two free smartphones.
Your barbecue ribs are the best.
Take the rest home with you, Sarah.
Just like she figured out that by visiting her in-laws, she doesn't have to cook for the rest of the week. You too figure it out. Get two free 4G LTE smartphones from top brands like Samsung and LG after instant rebate when you switch. MetroPCS. Wireless. Figure it out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included. See store or MetroPCS.com for details and terms and conditions.